speak about the salvation of the chosen one in the Old Testament.
使徒行传二章记载, 五旬节, 门徒被圣灵充满。
In the chapter 2 of Acts, that the disciples are full of the Holy Spirit.
当天有3000人受洗归入主的名下。
At that very day, there are 3,000 people baptized under the name of Christ.
这是历史上第一次的施洗。
And this is the first baptism of the history.
当天所建的教会是历史性第一间教会。
And this is the first church of the history being established.
这一天也是新的时代的开始。
And today, that day is the new starting of the New Testament.
在这天之前称为旧约时代。
The day before that called Old Testament.
这个约就是神旧约的契约。
Since the covenant is the covenant of salvation of God.
旧约就是在律法时代神跟
The old covenant is made between man and God in the Old Testament.
新约就是耶稣降生以后，神跟人重新设立的新的旧约的契约。
In the New Testament is the new covenant made by Jesus with the mankind about the salvation.
旧约时代的选民称为旧约选民。
In the Old Testament, they've been called as the chosen one in Old Testament.
我们称为新约选民。
And we call ourselves as the New Testament.
弟兄姐妹在查考圣经常有一个疑问。
When you read Bible, you always have a question.
就是这时代的人能不能得救。
You question the Old Testament, the people in the Old Testament, were they being saved?
会有这个疑问的原因是因为圣经说耶稣一样没有救主。
Because the Bible tells us, beside Jesus, there is no Savior. And since the Old Testament, there is no Jesus. Therefore, we may ponder on the salvation issue about the Old Testament people. There are three issues we may start to think. First of all, we have to think about whether the people in the Old Testament, would they be saved?
得救神用什么方法拯救他们?
Second, if they could be saved, what's the way of the salvation?
第三问题就是说，他们的得救与我们新的时代得救有什么关系?
The third issue is, what is the relationship between Old Testament and the New Testament regarding salvation?
我现在先讲第一个问题。
I start to liberate the first one.
旧约时代选民能不能得救?
And whether the Old Testament, the people in Old Testament be saved.
根据新圣经几处记录，我们了解他们可以得救。
From the Bible, we can understand they should be saved.
这些根据有间接的、有直接的根据。
There is some direct and indirect proof that tell us the issue.
我现在先讲间接的根据。
I first of all mention the indirect issue.
马太书七章。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第三节,
Matthew 3
马太福音17章第三节
Matthew 17 verse 3
忽然有摩西以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。这里记载耶稣在山上改变形象时候。
This is the record about the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain.
有摩西和以利亚向门徒显现。
And there were Moses and Elijah appeared to the disciple.
摩西是旧约先知，早就已经离世。
Moses is the prophet in the Old Testament has died.
以利亚是旧约的先知，他都没有经过死，活活升天。
And same thing happened to Elijah, but he resurrected into the heaven when he was alive.
这两个人都是旧约先知。
And those two people are the prophet in the Old Testament.
他们在这边向门徒显现。
And here they appear to the disciple.
同耶稣说话。
And same time talk to Jesus.
我们从这边记录了解，旧约时代的人可以得救。
From this recording, we can understand the people in the Old Testament would be saved.
如果摩西以利亚是不能得救人。
If Moses and Elijah, they cannot be saved.
他不可能显现跟耶稣说话。
And they will not appear, even talk to Jesus.
这个是间接的根据。
This is indirect proof.
还有一个间接的根据。
There's another indirect proof.
看路加16章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke 16. Gospel Luke 16 verse 22.
路加福音16章22节。
Gospel Luke chapter 16 verse 22.
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去，放在亚伯的怀里。 他就已死了，并且埋葬了。这里说，讨饭的死去，被天主带去放在亚伯的怀里。
Here say when the beggar died and the angel carried him to Abraham's side.
他被天主带去，可见他是一个得救的人。
The beggar was carried by angel means he was saved.
他说被带去放在亚伯的怀里。
And he been put into the side of Abraham.
如果这个讨饭的是得救的人
，If beggar is the person who should be saved，
那亚伯也是得救的人。
Then we can see Abraham is the person being saved，
因为他天主把他带去放在亚伯的怀里。
Because the beggar was carried by angel put aside of Abraham。
我们从这一节了解亚伯是可以得救。
From this verse we would understand Abraham was saved。
这个是间接的根据。
This is indirect proof。
我们现在可以找一个直接的根据。
Now we are going to look at the direct proof。
马太第八章
，Matthew 8，
十一节
，Matthew 8。Verse 11.
马太福音第八章十一节
Matthew 8 verse 11.
我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯的以撒雅各一同坐席。主耶稣说，从东从西有许多人来，在天国跟
Here Jesus says, from the east, from the west, many people will take a place at the feast with Abraham and Isaac.
从东从西许多人来，就是说福音传遍天下，很多人会得救。
And people from the east and from the west means many people will be saved.
他们在天国里是跟亚伯、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
In the kingdom of heaven, they will sit beside Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们从耶稣说的话了解，亚伯、以撒、雅各是得救的人。
From the statement of Jesus, we can understand Abraham.Isaac and Jacob, they were saved.
所以天国为他们安排坐席。
Therefore, in the kingdom of heaven, they are seat for them.
当然，就十五代历史那么长，得救不是三个而已。
And of course, in the Old Testament, we can see the history is long enough for not only three people.
这一个代表人物。
And they are the representative of the Old Testament.
用这人代表，就是显明是可以得救的。
From these three persons, we can see the people in the Old Testament, they will be saved.
啊，这个是主耶稣所说的一个直接的根据。
And this is the direct proof by Jesus.
那既然他们可以得救
，since they can be saved，
神用什么来救他们呢
？What is the way God saved them？
看西利未记第一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
第三节。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3.
利未记第一章。第三节
Chapter 1 Verse 3 Leviticus
他的供物若以牛为燔祭就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛可以在神面前蒙悦纳第四节
Four.
他按手在他燔祭生的头上燔祭便蒙悦纳为他赎罪这边谈到就是五代神明有罪怎么样得到罪的赦免
And this is the way in the Old Testament the people sin against God how to offer the offering
神给人定过献祭的立法
And God make a law of offering
要有罪的人把一只没有残疾的公牛献给神
And for a sinner has to offer a male ox without defect
没有残疾就是很完全代表没有罪
Without defect means has theThe offering has no sin at all.
有罪的要把手放在祭司的头上
And the sinner has to lay his hand on the, on the ox.
要说这个罪归给他
In other words, the sin has passed on to the offering.
本来祭牲没有罪不该死
And the animal shouldn't be died because they did not commit the sin.
但有罪的人把手放在祭司的头上就把这个罪归给这个祭牲
But the sinnerPut the hand on the ox means pass the sin to that animal.
祭牲就担当人的罪。
Then the animal take care the sin.
所以祭牲要被杀献给神。
Therefore, the enemy has to be slaughtered and sacrificed to God.
借着他流的血给罪人罪得赦免。
And the blood shed by the animal in order to redeem the sin.
借着他的舍命，罪人可以得到生命。
And through the redemption, the sinner can receive the life again.
第三节以下是用公牛做祭物。
And on verse 3 onwards, we can see they use a male ox to, oxen to be the offering.
第十节以下用羊做祭物。
On verse 10 onwards, they use the lamb as an offering.
第十节用 搬秋禾树割竹做祭物。
And the first, the 14, they used the bird or pigeon as the offering.
这个是看个人的经济能力来奉献。
And that's really depend on the ability of a person how, what type of animal they can offer.
羊比牛小，价钱比较便宜。
Lamb is cheaper and smaller than an ox.
搬秋树野生的去抓就有。
And you can see the dove or pigeon is a wildlife, you can get it.Wherever you want.
啊，鸽子更加便宜。
And the pigeon even cheaper.
所以人做些祝祭物不同。
There are all different offerings animal.
但有一个共同点。
But there's the same, there's common point.
就是有生命。
Which is they all has the life.
献给神像是一样，就是把它杀掉放血。
In other words, they have to be slaughtered and release the blood.
这里他所流的血给罪人得了赦免。
By shedding the blood in order to redeem the sinner.Of the sin of the sinner.
看希伯来第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrew 9.
第六节。
Hebrew 9, verse 6.
希伯来书第九章第六节。
Hebrew 9, verse
6. 这些物件既如此预备齐了，众祭司就常进头一场帐幕，行拜神的礼。第七节。
Seven.
住于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独住进去，没有不带着血为主的和百姓的过错献上。啊，这边说旧约时代他们献祭的时候。
And that time, this is describe the offering time.
一般祭司只能在头一层帐幕拜神。
The normal priest only can enter the regular outer room to offer to God.
这个头一层帐幕就是圣所。
Outer room means the holy place.
大祭司才可以进入第二层的帐幕。
And the only high priest can enter the inner room,
就是住圣所，
which is holy of the holy.
一年可以进一次，而且要带血进去。
And time to enter that is once a year, has to carry the blood with him.
他要先为自己的罪把这个血献给神，也为百姓把这个罪献给神，把这个血献给神。
He has to offer the blood to God for himself and for the sin of the people.That commit the sin.
大祭司也有罪，
but still the person has the sin.
所以他把血献给神，是为了求神赦免他的罪，也赦免百姓的过犯。
For high priest to offer the blood in order to for God to forgive his sin and the people's sin.
这个是旧约时代神救人的方法。
This is the way God saved the people in the Old Testament.
但是新约圣有不同的写法。
But there different.Category in the New Testament.
看希伯来第十章。
Let's turn Hebrew 10.
第三节。
Hebrew 10 verse 3.
希伯来第十章第三节。
Hebrew 10 verse 3.
但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。第十节。
4.
因为公牛和山的血断不能除罪。这边说。救赎的所献的祭物，它的作用是叫人免了现的罪来。
Here tell us the purpose of sacrifice in the Old Testament, just a reminder of sin annually.
因为有罪才需要献祭。
Because the sin you need to put offer.
然后说公牛和山的血断不能除罪。
Here tell us the blood of bull or goat impossible to take away the sin.
为什么公牛山的血都不能除罪呢？
Why those blood cannot take away the sin of people?
因为人的生命比牛羊更有价值。
Because human's life is more precious than the life of a goat.
有价值的人因为有罪非死不可。
And a person commit the sin has to die.
用没有价值的牛羊来代替替不过去。
And if you try to use the blood of no value,cannot replace that sin.
因为这个价值相差太远。
Because the value has a different part.
那这样说来，是不是新约的教训跟旧约的律法发生冲突？
Is that telling us the teaching of the New Testament has the conflict with the law of sacrifice in the Old Testament?
旧约是神启示人写出来的。
Because the Old Testament is inspiration by God and written by man.
新约是神启示门徒写出来的。
And same thing, the New Testament is written by man, inspired by God.
都是出于神的灵的启示，不可能冲突。
So the whole book is the inspiration of God, shouldn't be a conflict between each other.
希伯来十章三十节，我们所看到这一段，不是用新约的救恩的方法来否定新约的献祭的立法。
And here on Hebrew 10 verse 3 and 4, it's not trying to deny the salvation of the Old Testament in the grace time.
这个是用新约时代救恩的方法来提醒 新的书的还没有新的是犹太人。
Under the grace period of the New Testament, here try to mention the Jewish people, telling them the Old Testament salvation has passed.
门徒传问时候
，When the disciple preached the gospel,
有些犹太已经信耶稣
，and some of the people has believed in Christ.
但有些犹太还没有信耶稣
，but some of the Jews did not believe in Christ.
那里没有信耶稣的犹太人
，those Jews haven't believed in Christ yet.
他不知道耶稣就是弥赛亚
，they don't know Christ is the Savior.
他们还在等弥赛亚
，they are still waiting for the Messiah.
一直到今天的以色列国好多。犹太还在等弥赛亚。
Even until today, many Israelites in Israel still waiting the Messiah coming.
弥赛早就来被钉十字架，他们在等。
And they had crucified the Jesus on the cross, but they still waiting the Messiah.
那使徒传问的时候
，When disciple preaching the gospel,
因为有些犹太还没有信耶稣。
At that time, many Jews haven't been believed in Christ yet.
他们按照律法规定去献祭。
And they still offer the sacrifice according to the law.
所以使徒提醒他们。
Therefore, disciple remind them,
牛羊血断不能除罪。
The blood of the animal cannot take away your sin.
神叫你们的祖宗献牛羊给神，目的是给你们想你罪的罪来。
God instruct your forefather to sacrifice the animal just in order for you to remind you there's a sin.
因为你们有罪才需要献祭。
Because the sin you need to put offering.
现在就已经成全。
But today the salvation has complete.
因为律法预表基督救恩。
Because the law of sacrifice prefigurate the salvation of Jesus.
所以现在你们要信耶稣才能够罪得到罪的赦免。
Therefore, on today you have to believe in Christ in order to be saved.
假如你们说我们的祖宗都献祭得到神的赦免
，If you still try to imitate what your forefather did to sacrifice the animal,
因为你们要固守传统要。继续献祭
Under the grace period, you still follow the old custom to offer the animal.
不信耶稣
Do not believe in Christ.
你们就被定罪
Then you will be nailed under the sin.
救耶稣救恩的计划
Because the Old Testament is the example of salvation.
新耶稣救恩的计划的实现
And the New Testament is the fulfillment of the salvation.
新耶还没有受立之前
And before the New Testament,
旧约是有功效的。
And we can see there's effectiveness of the Old Testament.
新约成立之后
，and after the establishment of the New Testament,
旧约就没有功效。
And the Old Testament has lost the effectiveness.
好像国家法律
，just like the law of a country.
这个属代人真的不合理。
And if a certain law is not according to today's society,
需要修正。
Should be amended.
但还没修正之前
，before the amendment，
旧的法律是有功效的
，and the old law still effective.
修正之后
，after the amendment，
有新的法已经出现了
，and the new law has been set up.
就根据新法，旧法就没有效。
So everybody follow the new law.
看希伯来书第八章
，Let's turn to Hebrew 8，
第十三节
，Hebrew 8 verse 13，
希伯来八章十三节
，Hebrew 8。Verse 13.
既说新的就以前的为旧了，那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有。这里提到，既然说有新的，就以前的为旧。
Since called this covenant is new, then the old one should be old.
然后说那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有。
And that one should be aging and will soon disappear.
神重新跟人立的旧人契约之后。
And after God set up the old commandment with man,
从神所立的旧的契约已经没有功效了。
And that old testament being made with man has aging and disappeared.
看希伯来八章第七节。
Let's turn to verse 7.
那前的若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后裔了。这里说，前的如果没有瑕疵，很完全。
If nothing wrong with the Old Testament,
就没有办法找到后裔。
Then no place to put the New Testament.
前的就是旧约，后裔就是新约。如果旧约已经很完全，就不需要有这个新约的出现。
If the first covenant, which is the Old Testament, is perfect enough, then we don't need the New Testament, which is the later covenant.
所以耶稣必定是要承认旧恩。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross and completed salvation,
就同时宣告救恩到主为止,
at the same time, he announced this is the end time of the Old Testament.
希伯来书的作者不是说你们就是在主中献祭没有功效,
the Hebrew, the writer of the Hebrew not trying to deny the effectiveness of the Old Testament offering.
因为那个时候没有别的方法,
because there's no other way to be saved.
但现在已经耶稣成了救恩了,
but here today, Jesus has completed the salvation.
所以你们要信耶稣,
you have to believe in Christ.
如果你们不信耶稣要按照你们祖宗方法去献祭还是没有功效, 还就被定罪,
if today under the Christ time you still follow the old custom, still follow what your forefather did, then your sin still be in you, has no effectiveness.
就像我们盖房子,
just like we build a building,
我们会有一个设计图叫蓝图,
and we call a blueprint.
那么这个房子还没有建造完成之前,
before the house been finished,
这个设计很重要,
the blueprint is important,
因为这个就是整个工程的计划,
because this is the plan of whole construction.
我们还可以做一个模型,
we even can do a model,
模型就给大家看这个房子做好就这个样子,
and the model will show the people what it looks like after the construction.
等到这个房子已经盖好了,
after the completion of the building,
这个设计图
then the blueprint become no use.
这个模型也不需要保留了,
and the model of the house has no value to keep.
所以使徒就是对当时的犹太宣布,
at that time the disciple tried to tell the Jewish people,
你要信耶稣才可以,
you have to believe in Christ, and
假如你不信耶稣, 你也被定罪,
if you don't, and you will be nailed on the cross.
但这个不等于说就是在那个方法没有用,
this statement does not deny the effectiveness of forgiving the sin in the Old Testament.
神对他们说的,
because this is what God told them.
你们要献祭才能够得到罪的赦免,
God's instruction is you have to offer the animal in order to remit the sin.
神不可能欺骗他们,
God will not cheat them.
这个也给我们想起了约翰的洗礼,
that really reminds us the John the Baptism.
看马可第一章,
let's turn to Mark
第四节,
Mark chapter 1 verse 4.
马可第一章第四节,
Mark chapter 1 verse 4.
照这话约翰来了在旷野梳洗传悔改的洗礼赎罪得赦。这里说约翰传悔改洗礼赎罪得赦。
Here say John the baptism is preached the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of the sin.
弟兄姐妹在查考圣经的时候,
when brother and sister read the Bible,
读到这个地方有个疑问,
when you reach this point, you may have a question.
约翰的洗礼有受的功效吗?
Is the John the baptism carry the forgiveness of the sin?
如果约翰的洗礼没有受的功效,
if there is no effective of the forgiveness,
为什么说约翰的洗礼赎罪得赦呢?
Why here tell us the baptism is for the forgiveness of the sin?
如果耶稣的功效，耶稣就不需要成为我们来守息生命了。
If there is the effect of forgiveness, then Jesus Christ doesn't have to die for us.
因为这里的赎罪的这个赎字，原来有两个含义。
And there's a two meaning on the original text.
一个含义是主的目前的目的。
First of all, first purpose is for today's purpose.
一个含义是主的未来的目的。
Another is for the purpose of the future.
以上的目的讲,
for today's purpose,
耶稣的洗礼有功效,
John the baptism carried the forgiveness of sin, because John the baptism is the baptism of repentance,
不是耶稣的洗礼给你罪得赦免,
and not because the baptism gives you the forgiveness of the sin,
而是你的悔改蒙神的悦纳,
because your repentance pleases God.
这个跟献祭一样的性质,
same thing equal to offering the animal.
献祭是给人们想起自己的罪来,
and offering the animal is to remind man's sin.
因为你有罪才需要献祭,
because you have the sin, you have to put offering.
所以当你献祭后, 你要悔改,
when you do offering, you have to repent.
你想到自己的罪, 你不可能不悔改,
when you think about your sin, you definitely have to repent.
所以不是牛羊谁洗带来罪, 是悔改蒙谁恩啊,
not because the blood of the animal washed away man's sin, because man repent.
一样的道理,
same thing here.
约翰的洗礼虽然有赎罪的功效,
John the baptism has the effectiveness of the forgiveness.
不是他的洗礼给你罪得赦免,
not because the baptism can wash away your sin,
而是你的悔改蒙神的恩啊,
because the repentance that really remit your sin.
这个是主的现在的目的,
this is today's purpose.
第二个含义是主的未来的目的,
another purpose is for future.
约翰是为耶稣开路的,
John the baptism is the forerunner of Christ. He preached the baptism of repentance.
为耶稣预备道路。
Prepare the road for Jesus.
然后耶稣来就传受罪的洗礼。
When Jesus came, he carried the baptism of salvation.
所以如果你受约翰的洗礼。
If you've been baptized by John the Baptist,
没有机会受耶稣的洗。
Has no chance to receive the baptism of Jesus.
这个是有功效的。
That's still been effective.
因为你的悔改蒙神悦纳。
Because your repentance please God.
因为你不是不信耶稣，而是耶稣还没有成为救恩主的，你已经离世了。
Not because you don't believe in Christ, just because before the Christ complete the salvation, you die.
献祭耶稣一样。
Same thing with the offering.
如果你承认献祭。
If you think about offering,
耶稣的就还没成之前你离世了
and you die before Christ's birth,
这个献祭有功效的
then your offering carried the effectiveness.
那如果你献常常献祭的人
if the person who offering much,
耶稣成救恩时候你还活着
then when Jesus came, you are still alive.
或者是你说耶稣的洗礼
or you received the baptism of John,
耶稣成救恩以后你还活着
and at that time, when Jesus' birth, you are still alive,
那你要还要信耶稣
Then at the same time, you need to believe in Christ. You need to be baptized by Jesus. This is the future purpose.
我们看使徒行传十九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
第三节。
Verse 3.
使徒行传十九章第三节。
Acts chapter 19, verse 3.
保罗说这样你们说的是什么洗呢他们说约翰的洗第四节。
4.
保罗说约翰所行是悔改的洗告诉百姓当信那在了以后要来的就是耶稣第五节。
5.
他们听见这话就奉主耶稣的名受洗。这里记载以弗所的门徒信的耶稣。
Here says the people who believe in Christ inefficient.
没有人受圣灵。
Nobody received the Holy Spirit.
保罗感到很奇怪。
And Paul feels puzzled.
按照保罗经验，信了耶稣一定会受圣灵。
According to Paul's experience, whoever baptized in the name of Jesus will receive the Holy Spirit.
保罗就想可能他们洗礼有问题。
Then Paul questioned about their baptism.
所以问你们受什么洗呢？
And asked them, what baptism did you receive?
他们说约翰的洗。
They say John's baptism.
有的译本翻成奉耶稣名受洗。
And some of the translation is baptized in the name of John.
那保罗就告诉他们。
And Paul says,
约翰首先是悔改的洗礼。
John's baptism is the baptism of repentance.
约翰也告诉百姓说要信那在那扎的以后要来就是耶稣。
And even John told the people to believe in the one coming after him.
他们听了这个话就奉耶稣名受洗。
After they hear this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
耶稣才是救主。
Jesus is the Savior.
耶稣的洗才是赦罪的洗。
And Jesus' baptism is the baptism of sin.
不过是悔改的洗。
And John, the baptism is the baptism of repentance.
我们在这边有一个小结论。
Here we got a conclusion here.
只有属的人可以得救。
In the Old Testament, people would be saved.
有间接的证据。
There's an indirect proof.
有直接的根据。
We can see the direct proof.
他们怎么样得到拯救呢？
And how can they be saved?
叫做献祭。
And through the offering,
包括约翰的洗礼
include John baptism.
因为那时候耶稣还没成了救恩
before Jesus completed salvation.
所以神用这个献祭来取代耶稣的常见的救恩
Therefore, God used offering of the animal to replace the Christ's salvation.
在那时候，他们就按照律法规定去献祭
According to the law, they put up the offering from the animal.
或者是约翰的洗礼
or through the John the baptism.
他们最能够得赦免。
They will be wash away the sin.
不是献祭牛羊洗掉他们的罪。
Not because the blood of the animal can wash away their sin.
不是约翰的洗礼洗掉他们的罪。
Not because John the baptism can wash away their sin.
是他们的悔改蒙神悦纳。
Only thing is because their repentance pleased God.
那如果他们有机会信耶稣
，if they have the chance to believe in Jesus，
要再次受耶稣的奉耶稣名受洗。
Once again, they have to be baptized on the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他认为我献祭已经够了，不受耶稣的洗礼
，if they think themselves offering is enough, no need the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，或者说他们。奉耶稣的名受洗就够了，不想受耶稣洗。
Or they think about John's baptism is good enough，
终还是被定罪。
Then the final result, they still has to die，
因为耶稣已经成了救恩。
Because Jesus has completed the salvation，
所以要信耶稣。
Has to believe in Christ。
我们现在谈第三个问题。
The third issue，
他们的得救跟我们有什么关系
？And what is the relationship between their salvation and our salvation？
我们得救靠耶稣救恩。
We've been saved because the grace of Christ.
他们那时候耶稣还没成来救恩,
before Jesus completed salvation.
但圣经说,
but Bible tells us.
他们也是靠耶稣救恩得救的,
they were saved by the salvation of Christ.
看希伯来第十一章,
let's turn to Hebrew 11.
希伯来书第十一章,
Hebrew 11.
39节,
Hebrew 11:39.
希伯来书一章39节,
Hebrew 11:39.
这些人都因信得到美好的证据, 却仍未得着所应许的, 这些是什么人呢?
And these people, who are these people?
我们可以从十一章的第三节看,
from 11th verse 3, we can see that.
第数节,
from verse 4.
第数节提到亚伯的信心,
here says the faith of Abel.
第五节提到以诺的信心,
verse 5 takes, talk about the Enoch faith.
第七节提到挪亚的信心,
7 is faith of Noah.
第八的以下提到亚伯一家人的信心,
the 8th mentioned about Abraham's family.
而就是的以下提到摩西的信心,
on verse 24 onwards saying about the faith of Moses.
以下省略, 这里就是把95代有限的人的名单, 列出来。
Here we can see the list of people who has the faith in the Old Testament.
当然就是说的历史那么长远, 不是做几个得救, 其他不得救。
Of course, the history of the Old Testament is long one, they are just the representative.
这就代表人物。
They are the representative figure.
这里没有列出的还有很多有信的人。
And there are so many people who hasn't been listed here who has the faith.
看回来39节。
Let's read 39.
39节到16节就是希伯来书一章的结论。
39 to 40 is the conclusion of the chapter 11.
这些人就是旧时代这么多有信心的人。
And these people are the people who have the faith in the Old Testament.
他们都是因信得到美好的证据。
And they've all been proved by their faith.
得到什么证据呢?
What is the promise they received? Because they've been pleased when they pray.
他们甚至蒙神的悦纳, 就是因信所得的证据,
and this is the promise because of their faith.
却仍然得到所应许的, 就是说还没有去天堂,
but they haven't received the promised one, which is entering the heavenly kingdom.
这些时代的有信的人, 离宿那个时候并没有马上到天堂。
When the people that died in the Old Testament, they did not go to heaven kingdom right away.
现在还没有,
not even now.
看第四十节,
let's read verse 40.
因为神给我们预备的更美的事, 叫他们若比我们同德, 就不得完全, 这里说, 神给我们预备更美事, 我们就是新的时代的信徒。
Here God had planned something better for us. Us mean we are the people who believe in Christ today.
更美的事就是说要去天堂这一回事,
which is the better things means entering the kingdom of heaven.
叫他们不与我们同德就不能完全,
and that only together with us would they be made perfect.
就是说这些时代的选民不能够比我们先一步到天堂去。
In other words, the Old Testament people, they cannot enter in kingdom way ahead of us.
他们与我们同德才能完全,
and they have to receive together with us to be make it perfect.
好像一条河,
just like a river,
这一条河没有桥,
and there's no bridge on the river.
就是说离宿好像在河的对岸等候,
and when the people die in the Old Testament, they are waiting for on the side of the river.
没有桥不能过来,
there's no bridge for them to cross the river.
这个桥就是耶稣,
and the bridge means Jesus.
看约翰十四章,
let's turn to John 14.
约翰福音十六章第六节,
Gospel John 14 verse 6.
约翰十六章第六节,
John chapter 14 verse 6.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命, 若不借着我没有人能到父那里去, 耶稣说他就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life.
如果不借着他就没有一个人会到天父那边去。
Without him, nobody can come to the Father.
包括亚伯拉罕,
include Abraham.
因耶稣是真理道路生命,
because Jesus is the way, the truth, the life.
就是做一条河的桥,
in other words, it's the bridge on the river.
耶稣还没有舍命先捐猪钱,
before Jesus sacrificed himself, complete the salvation.
这个河还没有桥,
there's no bridge appear on the river.
要等耶稣前来救恩,
have to wait until the completion of Jesus and come again,
要接我们新的时代的信徒到天国的时候,
and to save us into the heavenly kingdom,
就是说的神明才与我们一同到天国去,
then the chosen one in the Old Testament will come with us together into the heaven.
这本书叫希伯来书, 为什么叫希伯来书?
And this book called the Hebrews book,
我们说希伯来, 原文意思的时候渡河
Hebrew's original meaning is past the river
希伯来民族是渡河的民族
The Hebrew people is the nation of crossing river.
啊，渡什么河呢
？What's the river they want to cross?
圣经说伯拉达河，现在叫幼发拉底河。
And you ferry river.
我们可以看耶稣亚二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua.
耶稣亚二十四章。
Joshua 24.
第二节。
Joshua 24 verse 2.
耶稣亚二十四章第二节。
Joshua 24 verse 2
耶稣亚对众民说神以色列的耶和华以色列神主子说古时候你们的列祖就亚伯拉罕汉拿赫的父亲塔拉住在大河那边侍奉别的神第三节、
Three.
我将你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从到那边带来这里提到亚伯拉罕他们一家人本来在大河那边拜偶像
And Abraham and his family originally lived in the other side of the river and worshipped the idol
因为神拣选才渡河到迦南地来
Because God chose them therefore they passed across the river come to the other side
所以迦南地土原住民就称亚伯拉罕一家为希伯来人
Therefore the people in Canaan called Abraham's family they areThe Hebrews,
就是渡河来的人
which is the people across the river.
意思说你们不是本地人
In other words, you are not the native.
你们是外来的人
You are the foreigner.
有种排除的意思
In other words, try to reject them.
但后来希腊民族把这个当作荣耀的民族
But after that, they see this nation as the glory of the nation.
因为他们是神的拣选的
Because they are the chosen one of God.
以迦南地原住民说你们是外地来的 排除他们
According to people who live in the Canaan They see Abraham They are the foreigner
但他们认为这个是一个很尊贵的很尊贵的名称
But they see Hebrew is a very glory name
因为有神拣选他们才渡河到这边来
Because God chose them For them to have a chance to cross the river
希伯来就渡河
Hebrew means crossing the river
希伯来书就是渡河的一本书
And the book of Hebrew is the book of crossing river
渡什么河呢
What's the river they have to cross
从旧约到新约
From Old Testament to New Testament
从律法到恩典
From the law to the grace.
从摩西到耶稣
From Moses to Jesus.
就是一种渡河
This is the way of crossing.
这个河没有桥不能渡
Without a bridge, you cannot cross the river.
耶稣就是桥
Jesus is the bridge.
耶稣一样没有救主
Beside Jesus, there's no savior.
看使徒第四章
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章
Acts 4.
十二节
Acts 4, chapter 12.
使徒行传第四章十二节
Acts 4, Verse 12.
除他以外别无拯救因为在天的人间没有受到别的名我们可以靠着得救这里说除耶稣以外没有别的拯救
Here it says salvation is found in no one else
耶稣以外没有救主
Beside Jesus there is no savior
耶稣就是渡河的一个桥
And Jesus is the bridge to cross the river
我们靠耶稣救恩到天路那边去
And through his salvation we can cross the river
救恩所在的显明也是靠耶稣救恩到耶稣那边去
And in the Old Testament the chosen one crossed the river from Jesus
如果耶稣没有成了救恩
If Jesus did not complete the salvation
亚伯兰不能得救
Abraham cannot be saved
以诺以利亚生了还要再下来
And you know Elijah although they've been erected in heaven they have to come down again
耶稣成了救恩早就已经预定好
Because Jesus has the plan to complete the salvation
而且像摩西应许过像这个亚伯兰应许过
And even has the promise to Abraham
所以亚伯兰可以等候
Abraham can wait.
看约翰第八章
Let's turn to John 8.
约翰福音第八章
Gospel John chapter 8.
五十六节
56.
约翰八章五十六节
John chapter 8 verse 56.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜仰望我的日子既然看见就快乐。耶稣对犹太人说
Jesus told the Jews.
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在欢欢喜等我的仰望我的日子。
Your father Abraham rejoiced.At the seeing my day,
既然看到的快乐
since they are he is in joy,
因为神向他应许救主要从他祖孙出生
because God promised him the savior will come from his descendants,
所以他可以等候
therefore he can wait.
耶稣来到很高兴
when Jesus come, he is rejoiced.
因为耶稣不来，他不能得救
because without Jesus coming, he cannot be saved.
所以在旧约的虽然神就那方法是用献祭的方法
although in the Old Testament, man has toput the offering through the animal.
它跟你们得救的性质不一样。
Although the way or the character of salvation is different from us,
结果是一样的。
But the result are the same.
我们是靠耶稣得救。
We are saved by Jesus.
他们是靠耶稣得救。
Or they also been saved by Jesus.
因为耶稣也没有救主。
Because beside Jesus, there's no more salvation.
最后看一段圣经。
Let's read one more verse.
希伯来第十章。
Hebrew 10.
十九节。
Hebrew 10 verse 19.
希伯来书第十章十九节。
Hebrew 10 verse 19.
弟兄们，我们经耶稣的血得以坦然进入住圣所。二十节。
20.
是借着他给我们开一条又新又活的路，从幔主经过。这幔主就是他的身体。这里说，我们就靠耶稣的血坦然进到住圣所。
And here we have the confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
圣所跟住的诸间有这个幔主隔开。
And there's a curtain between most holy and the holy place.
我们刚刚看到希伯来九章的第七节说，第二层帐幕就是住圣所，大祭司才可一人一处带血进去。
On Hebrew 9 verse 7, we can see once a year the high priest can only enter the most holy place.
你注意，住的是神灵在地方。
And the most holy place is the place with Jesus.
有罪人不能够进去。
The person with the sin cannot enter.
大祭司也要带血才能够进去。
And the high priest has to carry the blood in order to enter.
我们现在靠耶稣的血可以坦然无惧进到住圣所。
Today we have the confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus is way precious than the blood of animals. And when do we receive the blood of Jesus? That's the time we baptize. When we were baptized, in the water there's the blood of Jesus. Through the baptism, our sin being washed away. We can confidently to enter the holy place. The most holy place means
就是意表真教会
to prefigure the true church.
因为真教有神同在
because true church has the abundance of God.
因为真教保险系有功效
because the true church carry the forgiveness of the baptism.
以将来讲
for the future,
这个住的地代表天堂
the most holy place prefigure the heavenly kingdom.
我们看希伯来第八章
let's turn to Hebrew 8.
第一节
Hebrew 8 verse 1.
希伯来八章一节
Hebrew 8 verse 1.
我们所讲的是其中第要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上住大的宝座的右边。第二节，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所租的，不是人所租的。这里说耶稣的大祭司
，Here say Jesus is the high priest，
他已经复活升天
，and he resurrected and entered the kingdom，
坐在天上住在主宝座的右边
，and he is sitting right the side of the throne of the majesty，
在圣所就是真帐幕做执事
，and he served in the sanctuary。
好，我们从这一节可以了解，地上的帐幕一表天堂
，and here say the tabernacle on the earth is。Represent the heavenly kingdom.
我们现在受洗归主耶稣名下。
Today we baptize under the name of Christ.
我们可以坦然见神。
Today we can see God freely.
真教有神同在。
Because the true church has the abundance of God.
我们将来还可以到天堂去。
And later in the future we can enter the kingdom.
所以这个住圣所也会预表将来的天堂。
Therefore the most holy place prefigure the heavenly kingdom in the future.
再看希伯来十五章二十节。
Let's turn to Hebrew 10.
十五章二十节。
Hebrew 10 verse 20.
是借着他给我们开的一条又新又活的路，从幔主经过，这幔主就是他的身体。这里说，也就给我们所看的是一条又新又活的路。
And Jesus opened a road for us, which is the road is new and living.
这个称为新的路，因为这个路以前是不通的。
The living way is not been get through before.
以前的幔主隔开，你不能进去。
At the past, there's a curtain being blocked in the middle of road.
现在这个路已经开了，叫新的路。
But today the way been opened called the new living way.
这个叫活的路。
This is a living way.
因为以前这个是死亡的路。
Because before the way is the way of death.
大祭司才可以进去。
And only the high priest can enter.
而且一年一次。
And only once a year.
一般的百姓不能进去。
The normal person cannot enter.
弃就被杀。
Any people enter will be killed.
因为有罪不能见神。
Because the person has the sin can see God.
但我们现在可以进去了。
Today we can enter.
因为耶稣洗掉我们的罪。
Because Jesus washed away our sins.
变成活的路
Therefore this path become a new living path
这个路从幔主经过
And go through the curtain
这个幔主他的身体
The curtain is his body
耶稣舍命
Jesus died for us
这条路才打开
Then he opened the way
那这个 路是从幔子经过。
And this way is path through the curtain.
我们可以看马太二十七章。
Let's turn to
二十七章。
Matthew 27.
二十七章五十节。
Matthew 27 verse 50.
马太二十七章五十节。
Matthew 27 verse 50.
耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。五十一节。
51.
忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。这里提到耶稣气断时候。
When Jesus gave the last breath,
忽然圣殿的幔子从上面到下面裂为两半。
At that moment, the curtain of the tent was torn into two parts from the top to the bottom.
这个幔子就隔开圣所跟众人中间那个幔子。
And this curtain is between the holy and the most holy place.
幔子里面是住圣所。
Behind the curtain is the most holy place.
有耶柜在那里。
There's the ark.
那是神灵在的地方。
And that's the abidance of God.
一般百姓不能进去。
And not every people can enter.
但耶稣气断时候，这个幔子裂开了。
When Jesus gave the last breath, the curtain torn apart.
这是一个很大的神迹。
This is the great miracle.
历史上这幔子从来没有裂开过。
In history, this curtain never been broken.
就耶稣气断同时，这个幔子裂开。
And that been broken at the time when Jesus gave the last breath.
所以圣经说，这个幔子是耶稣的身体。
Therefore, Bible tells us the curtain is the body of Christ.
耶稣舍命。
Jesus died for us.
路才打开。
Open the way.
我们才可以见神。
That we have the result.
这个是新的路。
This is the new way.
因为以前这边没有路。
Because there's no way.
这个是活的路。
This is the living way.
因为以前这个是死亡的路。
Before that's the way of death.
耶稣给我们成了这个救恩。
And Jesus completed salvation.
我们靠耶稣的宝血。
Through His blood.
一切罪都洗干净。
Our sin being washed away.
我们现在可以来真教拜神。
Today we can come to the church worship Him.
这是很大的福气。
This is the great grace.
我们珍惜这个机会。
We have to treasure the worship.
我们就是要来拜神。
Because worship is the place to worship God.
啊，台湾台南叫一个老弟兄已经离世几年。
And there was a brother passed away in Tainan Church.
他后来在台北离世。
And at the end he passed away in Taipei.
刚刚我去台北。
At that time, I was in Taipei.
啊，注目团到请我去为他证道。
And the preacher that in Taipei asked me to give a sermon.
注目团呢告诉我关于这个老弟兄的一些信仰的历程。
And the preacher of Taipei told me the experience of that old brother.
这个老弟兄从三十多岁就信主。
This elderly brother believed in Christ since he was 30 over years.
求神求五十年才得到。
And he asked for Holy Spirit for 50 years.
后来他年纪很大。
Then he getting older,
眼睛昏花
and he become blur eyesight,
重听
and he have a hearing problem,
没有办法读圣经，也没有办法听清楚道理
He cannot read, cannot hear the sermon,
行动不方便
and he cannot move quite well.
到了教会需要他家里人开车带他来
and later on he has to ask somebody to carry him to the church.
但他一定来聚会
but he always come to church.
有的问他说，你耳朵重听，眼睛昏花，去教会听不到道理，看。甚至也没有办法读，你去做什么
？Some people ask him, "You have bad eyesight, you have bad hearing. What are you doing in the church?"
他说我去拜神。
And he told everybody, "I worship God in the temple."
这个观念很正确。
This is the right attitude.
来教会有很多的目的。
Come to the church, you may have different purpose.
最要紧目的是拜神。
The most important purpose is to worship God.
我们这个叫崇拜聚会。
Therefore, this is the worshiping section.
我们唱出祷告赞美神。
We praise the Lord, use the hymn and prayer.
一种宗的仪式。
This is the method of worship.
就一种崇拜。
This is the method of worship.
现在台湾好多传道。
And there are so many preachers in Taiwan.
以前传道比较少。
In the old time, there are only few preachers.
一个传道注目几个教会。
One preacher has to pastoral several churches.
会堂常常没有传道讲道。
In the church, there is lack of churches.
那有的教会有执事有弟兄会讲道。
And some church has brother or deacon to preach.
有的教会没有这一种人会讲道。
Some church do not have such a talented people to give a sermon.
他们还是去聚会。
They definitely go to a church.
没有人讲道。
Without a speaker,
他们去唱诗
they go to sing,
他们去读圣经
they go to read the Bible,
也没有人解释啊
without explanation,
然后祷告
and then they pray together,
然后大家做一些交谈就回去
and they do some fellowship and return home.
他们并没有说没有人讲到就不去教会
they of course come to the church not because there's no people to give a speak.
当然有人讲得更好
of course you can hear a speaker is better,
但没有人讲也可以来拜神啊
without a person deliver sermon, you still worship God.
就像这个弟兄他耳朵已经很重听，而且眼睛昏花，他也要去教会。
Even this brother with a problem with his eyesight and hearing, he still want to come to church.
就是拜神。
The purpose is to worship God.
有少数弟兄姐妹有一种这个不很好的观念。
Few brothers and sisters may have a wrong concept.
他看安排表。
When they read the schedule,
今天安排谁讲道,
and today who is on the schedule, and this person has the talent of speech, when I go, I may receive the benefit. I'm not wasting my time. This preacher gives a poor sermon. If I go, I may not receive no benefit. I'm wasting my time. Then I take a day off from Jesus. This is wrong concept.
讲道也许有的人比较有恩赐,
given a sermon, people may have some talent.
有的恩赐也许没有这么样的好,
some of people may not have a good talent on speech.
但这个不重要,
this is not that important.
重要我们是来拜神,
the most important is to worship God.
就算一个讲道人, 他没有很好的恩赐来表达神的话,
even a sermon deliverer is not eloquent,
他也会读几节圣经啊,
and he may open the Bible, read few verses.
那圣经是神的话,
Bible is the God, is the word of God. From what he read, we can receive benefit.
更要紧我们是来拜神,
the more important is to come to worship God.
啊, 所以我们要看重这个机会,
we have to look, service is important.
耶稣替我们成真救恩,
because Jesus sacrifice for us.
我们记得他的宝血洗礼能够见神,
through his blood we can see God again.
每一次有机会时间我们就要来拜他,
every time we have the chance we have to worship him.
这是很大的福气,
this is the big grace.
我们如果看到这个福, 看到这个机会,
if we look into the service,
这样神一定跟祝福,
definitely we will receive the
我们现在跟神亲近,
grace of God. Today we draw near ourselves, God will draw near to us, and our prayer will be pleased. We have the abidance of God, then to bless us on the job, then we have a firm confidence to enter the kingdom. And we use this sermon to mutual exaltation.